Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, let me ask you something. Good things. How many of you have done this good things? How many of you have read your Bible today? Entha mandi Bible chadukunnaru idinam? How many of you read? Okay. How many of you prayed today? Oh, many of you have prayed. But some of you have not read the Bible, right? Is it correct? Is it right to do?
No.
What do you have to do? You have to read the Bible and pray. How many of you know that you have to read Bible and pray? Raise your hands. How many of you don't know that you have to read Bible and pray? You don't know how to read your Bible and pray, Joel? You don't know that you have to read Bible and pray? Oh, okay, because I have not seen your hand here and there, so I got confused. Children, how many of you know that you have to read your Bible and pray? He's up with two hands. Okay, okay. See, read your Bible and pray every day. Let me tell you again, I want to remind you, because today what I am going to preach, there is a part that preaching, that obeying God's commandment. Okay? Husband and wife living in the same house. If they don't speak to each other, what is their relationship? Husband and wife living in the same house. When they come to church, they hold their hands, they sit together, they sing together, they say, praise the Lord, hallelujah, amen, everything they will say. But when they go into their house, they don't speak to each other. So what is the relationship between husband and wife? What is the relationship? The relationship is broken. Am I right? The relationship is broken. Ephesians chapter 5, the word of God says that the relationship between us and God is bride and bridegroom. ఎఫీసీలకు రాసిన పత్రికలో పౌలు ఏమంటుండంటే మన సంబంధం అంటే దేవునితో సంబంధం, భార్య భర్తల సంబంధం అంటే. వెన్ యు రీడ్ బైబిల్ గాడ్ ఈజ్ స్పీకింగ్ టు యూ, వెన్ యూ ప్రే యూఆర్ స్పీకింగ్ టు గాడ్. వాట్ ఆర్ యూ డూయింగ్? వెన్ యూ ప్రే యూఆర్ స్పీకింగ్ టు గాడ్. వెన్ యూ రీడ్ బైబిల్ గాడ్ ఈజ్ స్పీకింగ్ టు యూ. There is a communication and there is a relationship. But when you don't read Bible and pray, there is a broken relationship. You understand? Everybody? So what do you have to do? What do you have to do? What do you have to do? What do you have to do every day? Yes, don't talk. Look at me. In my eyes. Read your Bible and pray. If you don't read your Bible and pray, tell yourself that today I have not spoken to my husband. I have a broken relationship with my husband. Aa bharta tode nenu maatladaledu kanaka maa sambandhamu tegipoyinatvanti sambandham. Remind yourself every day. Remind yourself every day. This is the command. This is the commandment of God. Do it. Let me also remind you. Proverbs 9th chapter, chala bhagam. If you advise a wicked guy, you will be insulted. If I advise a wicked guy, what will happen to me?
I will be insulted. But if I advise a wise person, what happens? What happens? ఒక బుద్ధిమంతుడికి బుద్ధి చెప్తే ఏమవుతుందంటండి, అర్థం చేసుకొని మంచిగా అయిపోతుంది. కానీ ఒక మూర్ఖంతో మాట్లాడినప్పుడు మనకు తిట్లు తప్ప ఇంకేం రావండి. సో మీరు మూర్ఖులో మంచోలో మిమ్మల్ని మీరు పరీక్షించి చూసుకోండి. బికాజ్ ఎవ్రీ వైజ్ పర్సన్ విల్ హియర్ ద వర్డ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్. Every wise person will take the advice of God. Every wise person would love to be in the presence of God. Every wise person wants to become a blessing to others. I want to speak about a couple who were very righteous. In spite of not receiving God's blessings, they were very faithful, very righteous, God-fearing, blameless. There was no sin in them. Righteous, who had right relationship with God, who understands God, who listens to God, who will do what God is asking them to do. In spite of not obtaining their desire. How many of you want to do that? In spite of not obtaining the desires of your heart, but still want to be faithful to God. How many of you want?
Pottigina chethule toddu mee manasakshi meeda cheyabettukonettandi.
Don't raise your hands just like that. Put your hand on your heart. Let your conscience speak to you.
Devudu anni melu chesinaka kuda prati melu,
in spite of doing every good thing to us, we are not faithful to God. If we are faithful to God, then why this verse is written in the Bible that we have fallen short of the glory of God? Why? What is the reason? That means God is a liar? Devudu abaddhikuda? Enduku rasindi? What was the reason? Because in spite of loving us, giving his son, doing everything what we need in our life, but still we have fallen short of the glory of God. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? I ask God one thing when I preach. Let there be tears in my eyes. Let the hearts of the listeners be penetrated with the word of God. If people don't like me, I don't care. As long as God loves me. Do the right things what God loves. Do the right things what God likes in us. Be a blessing to people. Be a blessing to people. Luke chapter 1, there is a couple who were very righteous. How many of you know this couple? This couple is called Zechariah and Elishabah. Who is this? Elishabah, Elizabeth. Because they both come from the priest's family. They come from Aaron's family. They both come from Aaron's family. Now, if we go and read from verse 5, I want somebody to read verse by verse. Yeah. That is verse 6,
right?
In verse 6, now God is telling, the word of God is telling, that they both, now listen very carefully. What is the relationship between Zechariah and Elizabeth? They both are husband and wife. They both are husband and wife. Now these both were upright, that means righteous. These both were righteous. These both were righteous people. Number one, they were righteous. Number two, they were blameless. That means there is no guilt, there is no sin in them. Though we are born in sin, but they never lived in sin. Let me give you an example. The meaning of this. Let me explain to you. When a man prepares a ship, the ship is prepared on the soil, on the ground. But once the ship is made, the ship cannot be on the ground. The ship has to be on the water. Right? The ship needs water. The ship has to be in the sea. Okay? Listen very carefully. And there is a pilot in the ship. The ship belongs to the pilot. The work of the pilot is not only taking the ship from places to places, but he should make sure that the water of the sea should not seep into the ship. You get me? The water of the sea should not seep into the ship. Now what happens if the water seeps into the ship? What happens? The ship will sink. You get my point? The ship will sink. Ship is nothing. You and me. Who is the ship? The ship is you and me. Water is nothing but this world. We are created in this world to be in the world. We are created in this world to be in the world. But don't allow the world to come in. The moment you allow the world to come in you, you will sink. You will sink in sin. 1 John 4th chapter says, we have nothing to do with the world. Whoever loves this world is an enemy of God. Whoever loves this world is an enemy of God, because when you love this world, all our desire belongs to this world. Everything what we aspire in our life is the world. Dhanamudhanyam, inlu, kotlu nimpukovali. You want to earn everything belonging to this world. We don't belong to this world. Do we belong to this world? We belong to what? We belong to God. Open your Bibles. Go to Colossians chapter 3 and verse 1. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 1. If you are risen with Christ, how many of you say that I am risen with Christ? Raise your hands. Amen. Say amen. If you are risen with Christ, you have to look up, because our world is heaven. The throne of God is in heaven. Our God lives in heaven. And our interest is not looking to the surroundings, but our interest should be on the God who sits on the throne. Look to the Lord. Zechariah, a priest, his wife, Both were righteous. Both were righteous because they never loved the world. Now, what about me? If you have husband and wife, that is fine. I don't have a wife. We have widows. Right? But thank God, I have a husband, and my husband is my Jesus Christ. Amen? They have a husband, Jesus Christ. Okay? How can we be righteous? Husband and wife, how can you be righteous? It's a big question mark. Because nowadays what I see, not nowadays, from my birth I have seen, because it's my family. In my family I have seen. I've seen other families, broken families. How can we be called upright in the presence of God when there is brokenness, when there is no understanding in the family? How can we be called? Because, you know, the word of God says that we need to be equally yoked. We need to be equally yoked. Your partner should be as you are. You should be like your partner. These both people were so much in love with God. They loved each other and they looked to the Lord. The families will not be blessed when one person is in the Lord. There is always struggle because the both are not equally yoked. When they both are not equally yoked, there is a struggle. There is a struggle. And wife will be complaining that how long I have to struggle. And at one point, if husband is good, husband will be saying that how long, God, I have to struggle. But there is a struggle because these both do not have understanding. When husband and wife do not have understanding, the presence of God is absent from your family. When husband and wife do not have understanding, the blessings of God is absent from your family. When husband and wife do not have understanding, there is a dead spirit present in the family. When there is no spirit in the body is dead. And you cannot keep the dead body for a long time. If you keep dead body for a long time, it starts stinking, man. Right? It starts stinking. Not only it will start stinking, it affects the health of the whole family. Not only it affects the whole family, whoever enters into the family, they will be affected. You become contagious. That's the reason sin is a disease. What is sin called? Sin is a disease. It is a disease. It will spread. Contagious. It will spread. And the cause for this spread be the people who do not understand. But this couple is a very beautiful couple. This couple is a beautiful couple because they both had so much of understanding. They were equally yoked. God in their life. They always were in the presence of God. Therefore, the word of God says that Zechariah and Elizabeth were upright with God, blameless though they lived in this world, but sin was not in them. Can you say amen? Amen? Amen?
Amen?
Amen? Now when I say that Jesus is my husband, I'm yoked with Jesus, right? And my partner is the best partner. I can't say to Jesus, but Jesus, you're not listening to me, you're not doing what I want. I cannot tell Jesus. Can I tell? But I have to do what he's doing. A good wife, understanding wife, husband. When they know God in their life, they will do what God is doing. That's the reason Jesus says, I look to my Father and I do whatever my Father does. Amen? I look to my Father and I do what my Father is doing, so there is no complaint. When we look to God in our life and rectify ourselves and do what God is asking us to do, we will not complain. But we will win a soul. We will win a soul. We will not complain. Jesus never complained about our sin. He took our sin. He bore our sin. He took it very gladly on the cross of Calvary. The moment he died on the cross of Calvary, the salvation came to you and me. Amen? Right? He never complained with God. How many times Jesus complained about you and me? Tell me. How many times he complained? Any complaints? Jesus had? Husband and wife, you will have complaints. Pastor garu vachinanu. Pastor garu vastunna bharta tho matladu sir. Na tho matladu. Appudu pastor iddaru chusi em cheyalante eera tho matladu, eeme tho matladu. Evar tho matladu? Evar tho matladu? Devun tho matladu. Nenu devun tho matladinappudu etla matladadante, punish these two people. Make them to understand what is your will. That will be my prayer. And I pray that. And whenever I do something wrong, I pray to God. This is my prayer. Listen to me. Punish me, O God. Punish me and teach me thy way. Because for everything there is punishment. God said to David when David ran to the presence of God and said, he confessed, I have sinned against God. When he confessed his sin, what did God said? I have forgiven you, but you need to go through punishment. The child will die. The child will die. Finished. There is a punishment, but his sins are forgiven. Whenever God loves us, he would like to discipline us. Hebrews chapter 12, read very carefully. He would love to discipline us. He would love to instruct us, teach us, show us his ways. But this family was upright with God, blameless with God. They were very good. And there are very good reports about this pair. There is no complaint. There is no complaint. They prayed to God for all their desires. Their prayers were not answered because she was barren for a long time. We pray. We pray for one day. Morning, we want the result. If we don't get result the next morning, one more day we will pray. And afterwards, what we will do, if whomever you will come across, brother, I have problem, please pray for me. Pastor, I have problem, please pray for me. So your request is shifted to your pastor or to your friends, and you will stop praying. How many of you do this? Praise the Lord. కొంతమంది చేస్తారు కానీ సిగ్గుకు చేయట్లేదు. రైట్? Some people. You know, many people, we do that. But because of shame, we are not raising our hands, but you are in the presence of God. Your heart is open to God. Don't lie. We do that. This couple prayed for a long time. And he's a high priest, right? This lady, his priest's wife, they prayed for a long time. But their term has come to serve God. And you know, in the Old Testament, when you see how the way of God is revealed, the way of God is revealed by lots. Putting lots. Okay? And Zechariah was picked up by the lot. That means nobody can say that these people have been selected by other means. Nobody can say that. Right procedure. And these people have been in a place where people have respected these people because of their carry, because of their living style, because of their nature. Their character was so good. Everybody respected Zechariah and Elizabeth. When we do good things, don't come and say that I have done good things. I have seen people, you know, if they do certain things, good things, you know, they would like to band bajao. No. Let your work speak for you. Let your work speak for you. When you do good things, your works will speak for you. People will see and they say that, wow, you know, that lady is a very prayerful lady. Wow, that lady, she is a good lady. You know, I can go to her to get any help. Our work should speak. And this family, this couple was so good. People respected. Their turn has come. Now Zechariah has to go into the presence of God to burn incense. Now listen very carefully. The duty of Zechariah is to burn incense in the presence of God. That is the duty of the priest. And he's a high priest. But he was not in the most holy place. Where was he? He was in the holy place. He was in the holy place. That means every day the incense have been burnt in the presence of God, and the priest is praying for the whole nation. The duty of the priest is praying for the whole nation. Now here, listen very carefully. When he was in the temple, in the presence of God, burning incense, he is not praying for his desire, but he is praying for the whole nation. And the prayer of the priest is for the forgiveness of sin. And especially when we read Luke chapter 1, this is the time where the whole Israel nation has come together, and they were looking to the living God Jehovah, and every day their prayer was to send Messiah, a deliverer. And therefore, I assume the moment Zechariah was praying and burning incense, he was praying for a Messiah. He was praying for a Savior. He was praying for a Savior so that God will send the Messiah and deliver the people. And as he was burning incense, what happened in the temple? As he was burning incense, what happened in the temple? The angel appeared in the temple. The angel appeared in the temple. And where was the angel standing? Where was the angel standing? Go to the chapter, Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. It's 11th verse. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. The angel of the Lord was standing at the right side of the altar. And what happened? Zechariah was afraid. Zechariah was afraid. You know why Zechariah was afraid? Whenever people have seen the angel, read Bible very carefully. Every person who have seen the presence of God, they were afraid. Read Bible very carefully. Every person who has seen the presence of God, they were afraid. Because see, after committing sin, after the disobedience, our conscience is unable to take the good news and the glory of God in our life. Our conscience has become so afraid of good things. Our conscience is unable to take. So therefore, whenever the angel appeared, the very first thing, instant, boom. Not me. Because the very first instant is God is good. That is in our mind. The sin has entered and the fear has come. Even when God appears to us, the very first thing, the instant, what happens is fear. దేవుడు దిగొచ్చి దేవుడు నీతో మాట్లాడినా కానీ దేవుడు నిన్ను నీకు కనపరుచుకున్నా కానీ ఫస్ట్ ఏం వస్తుందంటే మన దాంట్లో పడ ప్రప్రథముగా భయం వస్తుందంట. ఎందుకు భయం? దేవుడిని చూసి ఎందుకు భయపడాలా? ఎందుకు? The sin has brought that fear in us. The sin has brought fear in us. And not only that, let's go to Zechariah chapter 3 and verse 1. I want you to read. Zechariah chapter 3 and verse 1. Here is a priest whose name is Joshua. Okay. Thank you, Jeremiah. Thank you very much. Now here, again, the priest has seen the angel of the Lord. Who is this angel of the Lord? Accuser. Standing which side of the altar? Right side of the altar. Now, being a priest, Zechariah himself, he knows the history. He knows the history. And that's the reason Bible tells always, God knows more than our heart. Our heart condemns us. But God knows what is good. Zechariah was afraid and said, not me. Because if any sin is found in the priest while they were burning incense, they will be dead. They will not come out alive. They will die on the spot. But the angel said, do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayers have been was Zechariah praying for the particular matter as a high priest in the presence of God? But you know, let me tell you something. This is the beauty of God. If you have asked God at the age of 10 years or at the age of 8 years, listen very carefully. If you have asked anything at this age, your file is in the presence of God. Where is your file? In the presence of God with your petition. God will never forget what you have. But it will be granted to you as time comes. Because our God is a God who keeps our promises. Can you say amen? God is a promise keeper. If you ask something, don't ask something spiritually. God is going to grant. Because our God is the prayer answering God. Who is our God? Prayer answering God. Zechariah, as he was burning incense, his prayer was answered. His prayer was? There were two answers he got. Number one, you will have a son. Number two, your son will be a forerunner for the son righteous who is going to come to this world. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Our prayers are answered. But let me tell you something. How our prayers will be answered. We need to have order in our life. We need to have an order in our life. Because our God is a God of order, not a God of disorder. Order means peace. Wherever there is order, there is peace. Wherever there is disorder, there is chaos. What is there? Chaos. These people, both husband and wife, were a person of order. And their prayers were answered. Whenever we come into the presence of God, please prepare yourself. When you write serial number, how many of you would like to start from number 5? 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. When you write 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, the first question people will say, where is 1, 2, 3, 4? Am I right? The very first question people will say, where is 1, 2, 3, 4? Why this 1, 2, 3, 4 is missing? Because it is not in an order. It is not in order. You come to church, right? When you come to church, make sure that you come into the presence of God in an orderly way. In the church, the very first beginning is a prayer. Next, we have a worship time. Then we have a prayer. Then the proceedings goes on. Pastor, 5:30 prasangam start. Pastor will start preaching 5:30. If I am there by 5:50, that is not an order. You come to church, but you will lose God's blessing. You will lose God's blessings because it is not order. Your life is not in order. Somebody was speaking to me. He says, Pastor, whatever is there, but I am there for benediction. And this guy thinks, if he goes for benediction in the church, he will receive all the blessings. You must understand the orderly way how God deals and answers our prayers. Because our prayers, when Zechariah was burning the incense, there is something going on. There is something going on which was not visible to Zechariah. Because when we pray, when we burn incense, that means when we pray, there is a person who is already praying for us. Romans chapter 8 and 34, when you read, Jesus Christ is interceding for us. And when we have a request, our request must be coordinated with the prayer of Jesus Christ. Our prayer must be coordinated with the prayer of Jesus Christ. When there is a coordination between our prayer and our Savior, then what happens? We will go to Revelation chapter 1. Let's go to Revelation chapter 1. Prakatana Grantham, 8th Adhyayam. Revelation chapter 1, Revelation chapter 8, And verse 1, I'm reading from verse 1. When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for half an hour. When Zechariah was praying, the whole congregation was praying with Zechariah. When they all prayed together, there was silence before the angel pronounced the good news, what God is going to do in this world. Because the prayers of these people, the prayers of the priest, the prayers of the congregation were so aligned. They brought the presence of God. They brought the presence of God. The prayer is going on. You want to come and join. The congregation wants to come and join as per their leisure time. We will not be blessed, my friends. Let me tell you something. There should be an order in our life to understand the plan of God. There should be understanding. There should be order in our life. There was an order in the life of the congregation and the priest. As soon as they were praying, entire silence. There was silence. No sound. Nothing. But we see what happens. We see what happens now. There was silence in heaven. There was silence when Zechariah was praying, when angel appeared. There was silence. It says, when the seventh seal was opened, silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Now, third verse. Another angel who had a golden censer came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense to offer with the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar before the throne. Oh, see what happened. In the presence of God, in the presence of God, when we are praying, Jesus is praying for us. He's our high priest. Are we praying with Jesus so that our prayers will be heard in the presence of God? When Zechariah was praying, the congregation was praying, there was silence. When our prayers come together, when the whole church comes together, there appears the angel of God to proclaim the goodness. You may be lacking something. Let me tell you something. First, tonight I want you to ask yourself, is my life in order? Number one, I want you to ask yourself, is my life in order? Is my relationship with my husband is right? Is my relationship with my wife, is it right? Is my family are receiving God's blessings? Ask God. Ask yourself. As God has answered Zechariah, tonight God is going to answer our prayer. Tonight God is going to bless us. She was barren for a long time, but here comes a forerunner for Messiah. And you know what is his name? His name is? His name is John. How many of you know the meaning of John? I told many times. Who is this guy? Sleeping and crazy? How many of you know the meaning of John? The meaning of John is grace, gracious. Jonah is a Hebrew word. Dove. Before the salvation came, The grace of God has come. And tonight, God wants to pour His grace upon us. God wants to bless us. Are you ready to receive? You know, many times we come into the presence of God and go with the same attitude out. In spite of listening to the word of God, still we reject God. When you reject God, you will go from this place as you have come. There won't be any change in it. But tonight I want you to do something different. Don't do what you were doing. I want you to kneel in the presence of God. I want you to spend some time in the presence of God. Because my desire is everyone who is sitting in this place tonight must be blessed. And God is going to bless us. God is going to bless us. The blessings belongs to God. As long as you come into His presence, confess, believe it, the blessing belongs. I'm going to give you some time. I want to pray for those who are in need. I want to pray for the people. And if you are inspired, please come and kneel down at the altar, because I would love to put oil and pray for your people, so that whatever is weakness in you, may God release you from those weaknesses. Please, if you are touched by the word of God, prayerfully, I want you to come. Kneel in the presence of God. I would love to pray for you. You know your weaknesses. I want you to ask God, because God is our healer. I want you to ask God and heal you. Understand, if you confess, your desires will not be granted. So as you have come into the presence of God, I just pray and ask you people that you pray. Ask God to release you from your weaknesses so that you may be a blessing. You may be a blessing. God would like to listen to your prayer and answer your prayer.
help me.